Welcome back to the second part of our forest therapy experience. If you are joining us, then congratulations for making it up the sloping sides of Primrose Hill. After that tiring climb, this session is a chance to slow down and bask in the beauty of your surroundings. So take a seat on one of the benches or perch on the grass, and let's begin this reflective part of our Primrose Hill experience. When you are seated comfortably, allow your eyelids to gently close and bring your attention to your breath. You do not need to alter how you are breathing in any way. Simply observe the steady flow of inhale to exhale and so on. Notice the sensation of your chest rising on the inhale and falling with each exhale. Each time it falls, imagine you are being pushed a little deeper into the support beneath you. Connect with the pressure of your body pushing into the earth. Are there any areas where your body is more connected and this pressure is greater? Like your thighs or your feet? Starting at your toes, take a moment to imagine you're scanning up your body and noting the areas where you are sinking into the support beneath you. See if you can also notice any other sensations you are experiencing in your body as you sit atop this hill, exposed to the elements above and around you. Can you notice the sun on your back? Or the wind in your hair? Does the temperature cause your skin to tingle in any way? Focus on connecting with your body in this moment. Growing your awareness of the world around you without even having to open your eyes. When you feel calm and connected to yourself, begin the process of opening your eyes. Do this very slowly, almost like a flower unfurling to the sun, allowing the blurry image before you to slowly gain a crispness and clarity. Once your eyes are opened, gaze in wonder at the stretching views. Turn your head slowly from right to left, or left to right, breathing in the sight of the city before you. What can you see? In the 90s, artists, musicians, and actors known as the Primrose Hill Gang were inspired by this vista. Can you see why? If you would like to take a second to free your imagination, look upon the vast view before you, as if through the eyes of a child, seeing the world stretching before you and feeling uninhibited by sensibilities. With this sense of wondrous awe, look at how the view before you can be split into three layers: the sky, the city, and the park you've just been walking through. Can you notice the distinct differences and characteristics of these three layers? How do they differ? In color, in vibrancy, in shapes, or in some other way? See if you can think of three characteristics of each layer that makes it somehow unique and special. It was the author and historian Walter Besant who said, "I've been walking about London for the last 30 years, and I find something fresh in it every day." As you gaze into the distance at the great looming grey mass of London, see if you can spot any landmarks, both the ones you know and ones that are new to you. Can you see the BT Tower shooting like an arrow into the sky? Can you see the Gherkin, shining silvery blue? Or how about one of London's old churches or cathedrals? Can you see any spires piercing the sky? Take this time to familiarize yourself with the landscape before you, merging your knowledge with that childlike imagination in a curious, excited way. Keep on examining and enjoying this view for as long as you wish. And when you are ready, slowly stand up and prepare to begin the final part of our Primrose Hill exploration. Return to the pathway on which you climbed up this hill. Now continue in the direction you were heading. Join us next for our third session, which will begin at the crossroads.